This is CliffCentral.com.
If someone is listening 30 years from now.
If someone's a time traveler.
Yeah, they're listening to this podcast in 30 years' time. What are the three most important things you want them to know about 2019 right now?
Man, that's tough. I've now suddenly got to be... I've got to distill everything into three things. Mm. Oh, I don't know. How would you start? That's a big ask. Sure.
We're struggling. Everyone's struggling financially.
All right.
Well, that's one from me. One from each of you.
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then Lovo Youth Choir.
I would have brought up a Metro cop got run over. Well, was hanging onto the bonnet yeah. as someone was driving away.
Right.
And was avoiding a ticket. Those are the three most important things.
Okay, loads of things that we do want to talk about this morning. And among them are a list of websites which Leanne started on Monday.
Yes.
She started telling us about these really cool sites. Like, for example, how many people are in space right now? And you can type in this URL and you'll find out that there are 6 people right now who are in outer space.
And you can, that nice one where you can type, is it Christmas?
Yes, and then it'll tell you, yes or
no.
No.
For 364 days of the year.
Amazing. And then if you type it in on the 25th of December, I suppose it says yes for that one day. Yes. That's amazing.
There's
what
also,
a useful resource.
Is it dark outside?
Yes, there's also that one. This one's very useful and very interesting, I found. It's called Have I Been Pwned?
So what does that mean?
In other words, you can check if you have an account that has been compromised in a data breach by entering your email address.
So have I been pwned? That's P-W-N-E-D, right?
Yeah, P-W-N-E-D.com.
All right, so if I type in my email address, it'll tell me whether or not I've been pwned.
I typed in 2 of my email addresses. One has been pwned.
Huh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really? I wonder if this isn't the website that pwns you.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. I've also got some pwned.
Oh, I see. I don't want to know.
I've been pwned on 9 breached sites and found no pastes. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. All right, well, what am I going to do?
There is a very cool website that the name doesn't say what it is, so I'll first tell you what it is. It's a cost of living comparison. Mm-hmm. So you can put in like the cost of living comparison between Johannesburg and London or Johannesburg and New York or whatever.
That's good.
And that's Numbeo. It's like the word num, N-U-M-B, and then EO.com.
Okay.
And I think if you compare two cities, you have to sign up to a newsletter in order to gain access to that. But if you don't want to do that, you can just put in your city and you'll see a whole lot of interesting things. For instance, in Johannesburg, a 4-person family's monthly costs is about 30,000 rand without rent.
Monthly costs,
30,000 rand.
For a 4-person family. Yeah, that sounds high, but okay.
Oh, well, we're talking majority, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Each kid is at least 2 grand, right? So you got 2 kids, so that's 4. That's way more than 2 grand. Yeah, kids, way more than 2 grand a month.
Wait, but also majority, yeah. Wait, most people in the country, I don't know.
A single person monthly costs 8,361 rand without rent.
In Johannesburg.
In Johannesburg, yeah.
But cost of living in Joburg is 54% lower than living in New York.
Yeah. I think what's also interesting is you can look at the price of individual items. The average, so say you're looking at a liter of normal milk.
Okay.
And the average is 16 rand and 12 cents. However, the range is between 12 rand and 23 rand. So it just shows you that we're paying 23 rand for normal milk when you could be paying 12 rand somewhere.
That's interesting.
In Johannesburg.
A loaf of fresh white bread is about 13 rand 70 in Johannesburg, which makes it quite a lot less expensive than in other parts of the world.
Mm.
That's interesting. Mm. Yeah.
It's got everything. The type of rent that you should be paying per month for your apartment.
Wow.
Out of interest, what does it say for Joburg in terms of rent?
For rent, a 1-bedroom apartment in the city centre, 6,745. The range is between 4 and 10. outside of the city centre, one bedroom, 5,955.
That's a bit.
Yeah. What I found interesting is that Johannesburg has, out of Africa, out of 15 cities in Africa, has the most expensive meal for two people at a mid-range restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not good. Apparently, yeah, it'll break down your expenses. This might be an interesting exercise to do.
Definitely.
Figure out your household spending, figure out your household income, see how you would do in any other country. You know, especially if you're one of those people who thinks that it's a good idea to emigrate, or you think there's some other place in the world you'd rather be. Maybe you want to move for work. It's worth doing this exercise. Go and figure out the cost of living in another city. Like, type in, you know, I want to compare Johannesburg and Cape Town, for example.
Yes.
And see which one's more expensive to live in.
Hmm. Yeah. And the next website is Radio Garden. It's radio.garden.
Oh, I've been on this one.
Okay, yeah. You can spin the globe and listen to radio stations from all over the world. So maybe from Turkey, wherever.
Yes, I've often wondered what the top 30 countdown in Turkey is like.
Then there's a site, I've actually known about it for years, and I've used it before. It's called Down for Everyone or Just Me. So that's if you're having issues getting onto YouTube.
Oh,
you might type
okay.
in, is youtube.com down for everyone or just me?
Sorry, the millennial in me.
It's just you.
Thought that meant something else.
Oh.
Do you know what it means if I say I'm down for you, Leanne?
Yes,
you,
I do.
You'll have sex with him.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. So I thought, oh, okay. Is Leanne down for me or just everyone?
Wouldn't that be a great website if you could type in someone else's name and find out if they might have sex with you? And it would be, let's say you've got like a 90% accuracy. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be great.
You type in anyone else on Earth's name, like a celebrity or anybody you really thought was hot. Type it in and then it comes back with like, no, there's about a 23% chance this person would have sex with you. Then you know not to waste your time.
And you move on.
Yeah.
You find someone
else.
But if
it's like 100% and it's Brad Pitt, that's when you use your city-to-city calculator because you're moving.
And you immediately cash in everything you have and you move to like the house next to Brad's, even if you can only stay there for one day.
Brad!
Because if he sees you and you're really into him, yeah.
Hello!
I saw him the other day on the Ellen show. Jeez, he still looks so good.
Oh, I was going to say, I actually think he looks washed up.
Did you? On Ellen?
He did go through a homeless
stage. No, but you know what it is as well? I now prefer older men. So maybe that's why he appeals to me more than he would to you.
He looks a little... You're that divorce.
Took its toll.
Angelina doesn't play, Papa. So yeah, he looks a little skinny.
I wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of Angelina Jolie.
No way. She'll cast a spell on you.
Oof. Keep your blood in a vial around her neck.
Do you remember those days with Billy Bob?
Yeah. But let's not reminisce too much. Gillian says, just out of interest when comparing the cost, she says pre-primary school fees are 2,000 rand before uniform and clothes or food and medical, and that's just in PE.
Pre-primary is grades 1-3.
Nursery school.
Oh.
Nursery school, pre-primary, 2,000 rand. That's hectic. So kids are very, very expensive.
I don't know. If I was looking after someone's, teaching someone's kids at that age, I'd charge 2,000 rand per person.
Yeah, but I mean, that's for the whole year and their fees. But I hear you.
Remember the website that showed you how long it would take to get through a TV series?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's one, how long to read. So the website is howlongtoreadthis.com.
That's useful.
You can put in like Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets and see how long it would take you to read it. Obviously based on
averages.
Averages, huh? Yeah. This is my favorite one out of all of them.
Look how excited you are. Okay, well,
bouncing off the wall.
Yeah?
It's called hackertyper.com.
Hackertyper? What is this?
You go onto it and you just start typing and it looks like you're in a movie and you're hacking something important.
Hang on.
That's
wait a
all
second.
It is?
Yes.
Hackertyper.com. I want to try this now.
It'll be blank and you think, what must I do now?
Okay.
Just start typing.
Oh, wow. And it makes it look like you're some kind of hacker. This is amazing.
Now you know what they do in the movies to show you. You know when they type, so looks like they're typing one or two things. Have you started typing?
Wait. Yes, look.
Mine looks- okay. You know what? At first I was judging you guys like, what a stupid thing. But it's actually really fun.
I'm going to put the screen on all the time on airplanes and that kind of thing. Sitting next to someone and you just start typing this up crazily and they go, whoa, this guy can code like a mother.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Want to go and sit in the middle of a coffee shop and do this.
Like you press two letters and it brings up whole sentences code.
I love it.
Yeah, I do love that. It's my favorite.
Right, nice one.
There is a 60-second online hearing test. So if you're starting to think that you might not be able to hear properly.
What?
It's a hearing test.
What?
Oh. You got me. It is onlinetonegenerator.com.
All right, let's all try this. Onlinetonegenerator.com.
This is not going to do like a dog whistle.
Well, I haven't tested it because you need it to put the sound up and I didn't want to sound.
Simply enter your desired frequency and press play. Spike, what is a good frequency to test on the human ear? Spike is our engineer and expert in sound matters.
I'm an engineer, not an audiologist, but I'd imagine anything, well, you can hear supposedly anything.
440 hertz?
That's fairly low, but yeah. It's really the high tones you need to worry
about. I'm scared.
That's the first thing that goes when you start losing your hearing is the higher frequencies. So if you go sort of between, I'd start about 4K and then go up from there.
Okay, we're at 4,400 hertz, all right? If you can't hear this, you might be going deaf. Okay. And if you're a dog right now, you're...
We just set off a whole neighborhood of
dogs. I wonder
what
the highest frequency is I can hear. I'm not going to bore you with this now, but let me just try anyway. There's 4.8.
I just Googled. So the human hearing range is from 20 to 20,000 hertz.
20,000 hertz?
Wait, sorry, no. Our hearing is most sensitive in the 2,000 to 5,000 hertz frequency range.
All right, let me
range.
Try 5,000 hertz. Let's see how we all do. Are you ready?
I'm wincing already. I'm wincing.
Are you ready? That's not so bad.
You can hear that.
Yeah.
You can hear that, right?
What if we're breaking sad news to someone? They're like, what are you talking about? I can't hear.
Okay, let's try 6,000.
Still hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This is good news. Try 7.
I'm going to cry if I realize I can't hear.
I can still hear that.
Okay,
can you hear that?
Jump it up to like 15.
No,
that's how I sound when I sing Mariah Carey songs.
Here's 9,000 hertz. Are you people ready with your 9,000 hertz?
Still hear it.
Yeah, can still hear that. Yeah. All right, good. Let's go to 15 and let's see what happens.
Oy,
we're not going to be able to hear a thing, guaranteed.
Oh.
I can hear that.
I can hear that.
I can't.
No, Leona, are you being for real?
I'm being serious.
Can't hear that?
Not at all.
Okay, I'm going to start it and stop it. Are you ready?
Okay.
You can't
have you started it?
Yeah, you can't hear that at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, so some people can, some people can't. 15,000
hertz. I hope I'm not missing out on stuff in the world.
What's the lowest one again, if we go right down to the bottom?
20.
20. 20 hertz.
20 hertz, supposedly.
But they say the human hearing is most sensitive between the 2,000 and 5,000 frequency range.
I don't hear 20 hertz.
Oh, I heard that. Oh, yes, I can hear that.
20 hertz.
Rumbles?
Yeah.
So Leanne has much better hearing at the low end.
Yeah.
I can't hear the 20 hertz. Can Let me just go up to 40.
That's because you've got rubbish headphones.
Do you think so? That I can hear. That's a nice rumble.
Wait, I'm not getting that.
You're not hearing that, Sia? There's a nice rumble at 40 hertz.
It's actually making me feel like...
A bit nauseous.
Bit nauseous,
all right. Okay. Yeah, I can hear that.
All right. This is fascinating. So go and play with the tone generator all day long. Instead of doing work today.
If you want to figure out how to glue things together, so if you're figuring out how to glue aluminium to plastic, what the best thing is to do is you can, there's this to that. It's called thistothat.com, and it'll show you exactly which glue you need to glue, say, rubber to leather.
Oh, right. That's handy.
Yeah.
Often, when I'm just trying to stick two things together because I'm bored to death, then I'll just use whatever glue's at hand, and sometimes it just does not work.
There is something called sleepy time, which shows you what time you should go to bed if you have to wake up at a certain time.
Sleepy time.
It's sleepyti.me.
Do you also need someone to rub your tummy when you're on that website?
Sleepy time.
Sleepy time. All right, so I have to wake up at... So I'm just going to put this in for fun and let's just see how it works. If I wake up at 4:30 in the a.m., I should try to fall asleep. Listen to this. Either 7:30 p.m. or 9 p.m. or 10:30 or 12 a.m.
Why there's so many options?
The average human takes 14 minutes to fall asleep, so plan accordingly.
Oh.
It works by counting backwards in sleep cycles. So in other words, it's better for me to go to sleep at 12 than at 11, for example. Because I'll have a proper full sleep cycle then.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. Good for sleepy time.
Yes. There is quick draw.
Wait, I'm still on sleepy time. Okay. I'm trying to figure this out. This is amazing. I love this. Isn't this great? Who would have guessed? You have to have sleep cycles.
Thunk?
One complete sleep cycle. That's way more important than just, you know, just going to bed because you think you need hours. That's a very good point. Yes, Google, what's up?
I think it's a good point, Gareth, because last night I slept at 12 and like I feel good. I woke up feeling like I got a full dose of sleep. And normally I don't sleep that late.
Yeah, there's merit
in this. And I wake up at 4:30, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of merit.
Might all be in the circle.
We're all in the circle. All right.
Quickdraw.withgoogle.com.
Yeah?
Quickdraw with Google.
What is it?
You have to draw, say, a pizza in under 20 seconds.
Oh, nice.
And see if Google's neural network can guess what it is.
So that's
you have to try and beat the machines.
Yes, and at the same time, feed the machines with information about how you interpret certain symbols so that they can figure things out.
Never mind, I was just about to click on the website.
Online quick draw, huh?
Okay, fine, whatever.
They could be a fun game to play.
Take.
Mm-hmm. Is this a Star Wars thing? R to be eaten?
Well, R2-D2 is
then maybe not.
Yeah.
It's called R2 Beaton, but Beaton is spelled BEEATON.com.
What is it?
It shows you how to phonetically pronounce any sentence backwards.
Oh, that's interesting. Backwards?
Backwards.
All right, so give me an example.
Just in case you're trying to sneak in more satanic messages into your life.
Give me that URL.
R2 BEEATON.com.
All right, r2beaton.com. Oy, oy, oy. It's not coming up immediately. r2beeaton. Is that right? .com?
Yeah. So I've got it here.
You got it. Oh,
how fancy.
Okay, let's try.
Let's say, let sleeping dogs lie.
All right, go for it.
Reverse it. Flip it and reverse it.
It's your feminine in the plan yet. It's your feminine in the plan yet.
Oh, this is the website Missy Elliott used.
That's what
for
she used
song.
For that song.
Ah.
So let sleeping dogs lie is Jarl Sgord Nipilsl Til.
That was the least useful information you will get this morning.
Leanne, are you smelling popcorn? Because it sounds like you're having a stroke.
It's really hard to read.
Just focus.
All right, website Leanne is the best Leanne. That's a bit of feedback for you this morning from Sandile, who loves what you're doing. Someone says they can hear 20,000 hertz. Yep.
Ooh, I don't want to try that.
So can we, except Leanne couldn't.
Mm.
So some interesting feedback there. Leanne's hearing is not as good as she had hoped it would be.
Well, it is good. It's just on a different scale.
Leanne is better at the lower end. Guess that's why she's called ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little joke, courtesy of Tomato Daddy.
Thanks, Tomato Daddy.
A lot of people saying they could not hear those low or high tones either.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I bought Edward Snowden's new book on Audible, which probably means that I'm on some CIA watch list. That's according to Sean. Yeah, you probably are, Sean, but you were probably on that watch list long ago. And then someone else saying that they found like that evil clown from It.
Mm-hmm.
In a pattern on their grandmother's sofa.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Burn that couch, burn the house, disown your grandmother.
The evil clown from It.
That's my advice.
That's beautiful. All right.
Talking about websites, though, can I quickly bring this up? Mm. How bizarre and twisted. Gareth, you love using Google Maps.
Yeah.
Imagine this. you are using Google Maps, tracking your neighborhood, wanting to see any new developments, what the latest is, maybe what the people down your street are up to. And then you find a submerged car in a lake in your neighborhood.
Ooh, you can see that in high resolution images.
That's what happened. And this is now, this has cracked the case that was first opened up in 1997,
yeah,
just from a person who was randomly on Google Maps. So the body of a man who was reported missing back in 1997 in Florida in the US has been found after images of a submerged car were visible on Google Maps.
So much shit goes down in Florida. Wow.
How crazy. His name is William Malt, and he was reported missing, well, clearly after a very crazy night, because he went to a club and he never returned home. And the case basically went cold after no missing persons investigation was officially opened and no one produced any leads. So everyone just sort of moved past it very quickly. Sure. But it was one resident recently who was just randomly going over their neighborhood and spotted over a body of water what looked like a submerged car in the lake. So this person then contacted the homeowners association and they confirmed by getting some drone to fly over the lake that actually the car was still there. They contacted the police and they were able to pull the car from the lake.
It's going
to
be a horrible death.
And they found the remains of William Malt in the car.
Let's hope he was really drunk and he didn't suffer as much as if he were sober.
Well, now there definitely will be a big investigation into this, but how
crazy. But you see, you could use Google Maps. I'll tell you something. I use this Google Earth, right? I use it because it's now got a history function where you can look at a neighborhood and go back like a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and you'll see, for example, how many new buildings there are in your neighborhood that weren't there 5 years ago. It's kind of freaky.
This site will... You're going to love this.
All right, go on.
You're just going
to
love it.
Bring it on. I'm ready to type it in as we speak. Itching.
I'm going to say it, but then I need to spell it. Geoguesser.com.
Okay.
G-E-O.
Yeah.
And then the word guess with an R at the end, .com. It's a fun game that drops you in a random place in the world.
All right.
And makes you try to figure out where you are.
Oh.
Oh, nice. I love
that. So you might be in Poland and they give you like Google Street Maps views of houses and streets and things, and you've got to try and figure out where you are.
Amazing. You could play this game and figure out how well you know the world, or how well traveled you are. And
not how well you can speak.
Ooh, but Gareth, it's kind of a conflict for you. As much as you love, you know, looking at the world and maps and whatnot, you also don't like to lose. So that's a problem.
I'll just get so good at the game that I don't lose.
Beat the game.
Only one way out of this. All right. In a moment or two, we will find out from Jeff Miller, who's the chief executive officer of Grovest, how you could pay attention to something that you probably aren't paying attention to yet. Section 12J of the Income Tax Act. Now, I know that that probably strikes a lot of people as being a very bizarre thing to pay attention to, but I'll tell you why. The South African government have tried to encourage taxpayers in this country to invest in local companies and to receive 100% tax deduction on the value of their investment. Now that sounds like a good reason for you to pay attention. We'll find out why from Jeff in just a short while. Find out what Grovest, the company that he's in charge of, is all about, what kinds of things they do, and how it might help you. All of that and more on the way.
This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com on a Wednesday morning. We're into September and lots of people are thinking about what they're going to do to spring clean. Now, I'm thinking spring cleaning your finances is probably not a bad place to start. The South African government, despite all the things that people say about them, good and bad, are trying to encourage taxpayers to invest in local companies. In return, they receive 100% tax deduction to the value of their investment. The investor in return receives a Section 12J tax certificate and venture capital shares. The invested amount can be deducted from the investor's taxable income in the year that the investment is made. Now, who in their right mind wouldn't be interested in that? At least from the point of view that you can get back some of your own money instead of having to pay it over in tax. And at the same time, you can invest in some companies that may see some very, very nice growth. So whether you're interested in setting up looking for someone to finance or administer your venture capital company. I discovered this company called Growvest, found them on the internet. They could be your innovative Section 12J partner, specialist, corporate advisor. Whatever you'd like, you can talk to them. As they continue to pioneer the Section 12J landscape, we've teamed up with them to give you some monthly advice, which we think will help you understand Section 12J. So, to find out more, we've got the CEO, no less, of Growvest, Jeff Miller, in. He's here to talk to us about this morning. How are you, Jeff?
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good. So, first of all, did I get all that right? Because it's a lot of people are nervous about this terminology. You talk about 12J and the Income Tax Act and all this stuff. Is that more or less correct?
Yeah, you got it spot on. I mean, the 12J was set up by government in July 2009. Mm-hmm. That's now nearly 10 years ago. Where it was set up this initiative where they'd give a tax incentive to investors to stimulate, you know, smaller SME type businesses,
right,
and stimulate job creation. And 10 years down the track, here we are. And it's become an asset class that has grown. It's become into its own. Has about 6.5 billion rand under management currently.
Wow.
Growing, doubling each year.
So it's really been on the up and up in terms of people joining in and seeing the benefits of this.
Yeah, it started slowly, but there were a whole lot of changes to an immature piece of legislation that started 10 years ago. And over time, it's developed into its own asset class and has got a big following from high net worth individuals who have identified this as, if we inverted commas, a no-brainer in order to, as an investment class, because there's a risk-adjusted return, you get a full tax benefit, and you're getting regular returns, which is mitigated by the risk of getting your tax back.
Now, that's amazing. To me, it seems like it's a no-brainer, but how many people were there at the beginning, and why do you think it took so long for people to start taking advantage of this Section 12J?
So just to give you some idea in terms of numbers, the legislation was, as I said, was in July 2009. Mm-hmm. By February 2014, there was no activity in this class.
Really?
From 2014 to today, to say Feb 2019, there are now in excess of 165 Section 12J companies, each having a specific mandate or strategy, which is an offer for investors to actually take advantage of. And each year, as the number of Section 12J companies have come to market, more and more investors have become much more confident and comfortable with the asset class. It's not a scam. That SARS actually...
Sometimes it just takes a while for people to get used to something.
Yeah, and then that SARS is actually giving the benefit. You know, people were a bit skeptical in the beginning.
Yeah, you can't believe it. Seems almost too good to be true. I've heard a lot of people I know and trust who really understand this stuff talking about 12J for about the last 4 or 5 years. So that fits in with what you've just told me. But what do you think the buzz is now?
So I think really it's become, like I said, it's an asset class of its own. People are allocating somewhere between 5 and 10% of their portfolio into alternative assets. This Section 12J is certainly part of the alternative asset class.
Mm-hmm.
I think with where the rand is and the whole, let's say, phenomena of people considering taking the money offshore, getting the tax break on Section 12J gives you a risk-adjusted return. And in fact, if people are weighing up, if you take your money offshore, the rand or investing in a Section 12J type company, your rand would need to get to 27 rand to the dollar to equate. So it's an 80% buffer. So you'd lose
money if you took it overseas, whereas if you went into this, you could probably make money.
Well, like I said, in order to break square, the rand would need to get to 27 to 1.
No one wants that to happen.
No, certainly not. But I'm saying that is the risk that is priced into the Section 12J investment.
All right. Let's just talk quickly about why we see a frenzy of investors investing suddenly in Section 12J investments, especially in February of every year. Why does that happen?
So February is the on the 28th of February, you need to obviously fill out, that's the end of the tax year for individuals and trusts, a lot of companies. But you need to, that's when you come to account for your revenue or your income for the financial year or the tax year. And so that's when the 28th of February is D-Day, so when most people then invest in Section 12J, wealth, Joe. In other words, that's when they can get the deduction against their taxable income, and they wouldn't have had to have left or invested into the asset class prior to that. So they're getting kept their money on a call account prior to that, and they invest just before the tax year end date.
That makes a lot of sense. Then it reduces your overall tax liability, right?
Yeah, so how Section 12J works is whatever you invest into a Section 12J company, the full amount is deducted from your taxable income in the year in which investment was made.
That's terrific. So if you do get to February, this is a good way of reducing that tax.
Absolutely. So if you are paying tax at the marginal rate at 45%, and you invested 100 rand or 1,000 rand into a Section 12J, you deduct the full 1,000 rand against your taxable income, effectively getting a 450 rand tax benefit, which effectively is a cash flow event because you do not have to pay that 450 rand over to SARS.
But there's more to it, because obviously the government wouldn't do this just to create a loophole. They need the tax money. The reason they want to do this is they want to stimulate investment in small businesses.
You're absolutely right. I don't think, listen, there is a timing issue in terms of loss of tax revenue to the fiscus. But in the long term, what you are doing is you're creating a whole lot of new tax-paying enterprises that are very, very compliant because they're registered with FSCA, registered with SARS. Yeah. They're generally public unlisted companies, have boards subscribed to King IV. So they're very compliant. They land up paying dividends tax. They land up paying company tax. They land up paying VAT. So all these, in the short term, while the tax benefit is passed on to individuals, these entities in their own right over a long time are become substantial taxpayers to Treasury. So I think one mustn't. I know while Treasury is currently short of cash and looking for quick money, and hence in the latest T-bill, I put a cap or suggested cap on investment of 2.5 million rand per individual per taxpayer. Yeah. We have been lobbying Treasury and government to increase that cap. And funny enough, today in Parliament, we will hear the results of our lobbying.
Oh, wow.
Today's
a good day.
Yeah, we are hoping that the 2.5 cap will be increased, which we're quite positive it will be.
Okay, well, that's very good news. I think any individual taxpayer wants to obviously save themselves from the tax burden in whichever way they can, but they also want to be invested in companies that might deliver a great return. So tell me quickly, what are the different types of Section 12J investments that there are?
So Section 12J, they had various of the 160-odd companies had different mandates. So it started off that there were general mandates where companies invested into a whole lot of different type of assets, and those could have been shorter or small like trading businesses. It could have been into hospitality assets, could be into solar businesses, it could have been into rental of assets. But what actually happened over time is that individuals wanted to choose a specific strategy rather than a general strategy. So what you found, there's a number of hospitality type businesses. You find that there's solar energy has alternative energy.
That's interesting, because that's obviously an area which is growing nicely.
Yeah, very
and
much so.
Everyone is sustainability, and it's environmentally and eco-friendly, and people are interested because it's also something which is totally renewable. Right.
So that's everyone wants to go green, and actually with the price of solar kit coming down, the price of what we call brown energies, the energy provided by Eskom versus the green energy provided by the sun, the green energy has now become cheaper than brown energy. And not also, I mean, Eskom hasn't done any favors for this particular, you know, for anyone else. Everyone wants to get off the...
Are you sure, Jim? Are you sure they haven't done a great job?
So this in itself has become a great, great alternative and option for investors because they want to get off the grid at a cheaper price and doing good for the environment.
Sure. Now, what can you tell me about investments that generate semi-annual dividends?
So generally, most of the asset classes that are backed by an asset, such as a hospitality or the solar or the rental of assets, pay semi-annual dividends. The tech-type businesses, where you're looking for a much higher return, much higher risk, generally don't pay dividends because there they're looking to get a 10x-type investment, but it takes a bit of time for that to happen. So where investors are looking for dividends or regular cash flows, they should look to to invest in assets or Section 12J companies that are backed by assets.
Yeah, and of course it depends on what stage of development that company is at, you know.
Correct. So what's actually happened now in Section 12J is before it used to go into really seed and seed rounds and early stage assets, but today we're looking to put our money into growth assets. We are looking after third-party money, so therefore we have to be very, very careful.
So you're not going and investing blindly in a startup?
No. Those days are over. It did start like that, but today it's more growth capital investments where we're much more comfortable with the regular cash flow.
There's still an appetite for some risk here because you're being rewarded with the tax anyway, so you kind of it balances out, right?
Yeah. So, like I say, there's many strategies. So, if you want to take risk, you can choose a riskier type asset class, such as a tech.
If I come to you, you guys will give me the options, and you'll say, "What do you feel you have an appetite for?"
Yeah, there's a basket of different strategies, and you, as an investor, has ability to choose which strategy and risk mandate you would like to choose. Mm-hmm. I mean, there has been a fund that is the Meta Capital Fund, which is a fund of funds, which actually spreads out the risk because the investors gets into a portfolio of Section 12J companies,
right,
and therefore there's different mandates and risk, strategies for the investor, but compensated by the diversification.
I got you. So in other words, not only are you getting this tax benefit, but you're also seeing potentially your money grow in the investments that you put together.
Yeah, so the whole idea is that you get a return. Typically, in investment in a Section 12J, you're looking anything from about 16% to 25% IRR and that's on your risk capital.
This economy?
Yeah, so I must say, and especially where the markets are currently very, very flat, people are becoming very defensive. Taking defensive type strategies. I think the Section 12J, especially in this environment, is very, very attractive.
So what are some of the do's and don'ts you would give someone who's interested?
Well, anyone
off the bat, because I phone you and go, "Hey, Jeff, I need some help. I've got this money. I want to invest it. I can see the tax benefit, but what are some of the do's and don'ts that I should be aware of?"
Well, I think you need to look at who is the management of the Section 12J. How long has that Section 12J been in operation? Mm-hmm. Who is behind the Section 12J? Does the strategy match my risk profile?
Yeah.
Is there a track record? And I think all these are things that you need to take into account, because there are a couple of cowboys out there,
sure,
and one needs to just be cognizant that you're investing in Section 12J that is reputable, properly licensed, and has the board of directors are credible.
So you guys must spend a lot of your time at Grovest checking out these companies, reading their reports, speaking to the people who run them.
Yeah, so we at Grovest, we are over time, we have become an advisory type business.
Yeah.
So we have got 9 funds, of which we are a promoter, different strategies, and we manage approximately 40 odd other Section 12Js as administrator. So we actually have a full, let's say, view of what's happening in this environment, not to mention that we were the pioneers in Section 12J, so we have been right there from the start. We've been lobbying at Treasury, government, the fiscus, for the various changes that have brought about what has taken place into asset class today. So we're very much in the thick of things.
Well, you yourself were a pioneer here too, in South Africa, an active member of various subcommittees, SAVCA and SIMODISA, and you've also focused your efforts on the South African venture capital industry for a long time. So that's interesting stuff.
Yeah, we've just set up a Section 12J Association, which I'm a director of, and that also brings more credibility to this asset class, and which has been very responsible for the lobbying of increasing the cap that has been currently proposed, and hopefully we'll get the good news today.
You're enjoying this? It's a fun, interesting place to be?
I love it. For me, I love business. Business, I don't go to work under protest. This is a challenge. It's very diversified across various businesses. I meet a lot of people. We're doing good. We're creating jobs. And I love it.
I love it too. All right. Well, if you're serious about your money and you're serious about what you want to do with it, then you need to get hold of the guys at Grovest. So speak to them. You can email them, info@grovest.co.za. You can also go to grovest.co.za and see on their website what's going on. If you'd like to get hold of them or know more, you can also get hold of us and we will put you through. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Gareth.
Very nice to talk to you. There we go. There's a quick and very I think quite substantial overview, but certainly something that will get you interested, whet your appetite. Jeff Miller, the Chief Executive Officer of GrowVest, and we will be back with them in a short while to tell you more as we start to, you know, get into the meat and the bones of the story around what Section 12J is and how you might want to get involved. CliffCentral.com, it is now 7:45. I hope you're ready to start your day, and we've got plenty more for you in the next hour or so. Let's find out all about what's going on in the world. We've got a couple of minutes to fill you in, a few minutes to get your messages, 0797482090. We'll be back with more from GrowVest in a month's time.
That was cool. If I am going to be the millennial in the room and judge you all for not knowing One Direction, can I continue to educate what the millennials are doing and new terms these days?
Go on.
So here are a couple of terms all about the dating world that some young people are using. Okay, so you're ready for this?
You started off with one, I'm down for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that I know.
Who needs a soliloquy from Shakespeare when you can be like...
I'm down for you. Okay, let's go with some more.
Have you ever heard of textual chemistry?
I got some textual healing. Textual. Yeah, I like that. Textual chemistry. That's like when you're having a conversation on text with someone and you're just vibing.
Yes.
Feeling that. Yeah, see, there's something going down.
You're faring well here. So
if they can spell, then I'm already there.
Yeah, that's helpful. Or if they've just got a great sense of humor.
And they must spell. Correctly.
It's very important to Leanne that they must spell.
So textual chemistry particularly is when over text you guys have this great vibe and you're like getting along, but when you meet in person, it's a little awkward. So it was nothing more than textual chemistry.
Okay.
Makes sense.
You learn something new every day.
Well, I would have figured that one out.
Here's another. Career zoned. This is when someone rejects you romantically but wants to connect professionally.
Yeah, I've had to do that. I've had to do that with people. Yeah, I mean, you sometimes get people who are interested in you from a personal point of view, but you need to do business with them. So you don't friend zone them, you career zone them.
Makes sense.
No, I've never had to do that. I think it's a little awkward. This is kind of self-explanatory, though, but a new term to use is owl. Calling someone an owl or owling someone.
Owling? Tell me.
When you don't speak to a person during the day, but you only text them when they're asleep.
Usually booty calls.
I do that with wine.
Do you owl people when you've had wine?
Yes.
Hey, why aren't you responding to my text? And it's like 11:37.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instabait. This is also a bit... self-explanatory.
Instabate.
Instagram masturbate.
Yeah.
No.
No. Is it not?
No. Instabate is kind of like when you like and like and like and then you DM. Am I right?
When you're baiting someone on Instagram or any other social media
network.
That
type of baiting.
Yes.
Yeah.
B-A-I-T, not B-A-T-E, Leanne, you filthy pervert.
So when you know what your crush is into, and so you'll take photos that appeal to them or show off interest that they also
like it. And then you say, okay, well, I've got it in now. And
And then you know that, okay, if I post this on my Insta stories, they'll most likely respond.
It sounds like something that you would do, Sia.
Definitely.
That
I would do or I've done several times.
Are doing.
Do you think I care about...
Right as we speak, Sia is busy trying to instabate Meghan Markle. You are. I know you are.
Yeah, I've done it several times.
He's posting pictures of him at women's groups planting carrots. That's what he's trying to do.
So that she goes, wow, this is the guy for me.
He's environmentally aware and he's so into like women's issues, even though he's a man. All right.
Do you know what a phobo is?
A false boyfriend.
Yes.
So you don't really have a boyfriend, but you tell your friends that you do.
Well, I would call this a situationship. When you are stuck with someone and it's not a relationship, but there are foundations of a relationship. So when you need to go to a dinner party, you call this person like, hey, don't you want to be my plus one? Mm. Or now you've been to visit their sick aunt in hospital with them. So you're sitting with the family and you're the only outsider and you're supporting them emotionally. And you guys will occasionally, maybe after work, go, oh, let's go for dinner. It doesn't really mean anything.
A phobo.
So you have this relationship that's not a relationship. So that's a phobo.
Okay.
Or situationship.
Makes sense.
So you learn something new every day. And then here's the last one. I think this is more appealing to everyone who's slightly older. Mm-hmm. It's being a TED. This is based from Ben Stiller's character in the movie There's Something About Mary. So this is a person who doesn't realize the type of grand gestures that look like devotion on screen. So, you know, like what Ted was doing in the movies, just these big grand gestures to get their attention. Like Ted in the movie went as far as like tracking down his high school crush years later. Meanwhile, it's like actually a little creepy. But it's like if you're a person who does these big acts to get someone's attention, you're Tedding or you are a Ted.
Okay, that one I don't understand.
No, I probably wouldn't use it.
I have no.
I'm going to forget it by today.
Yeah, I have no personal example.
What was it?
Tedding.
Tedding.
I'm joking.
strange. There we go. Yes, a couple of things that you can learn from.
I like that. That's a useful list of stuff.
Instabating.
Most of them, I think, are for anyone to understand. You don't need to have been on Instagram your whole life to understand some of these.
But textual chemistry.
Yeah,
and makes phobo.
Sense.
All right. Well, Leanne is about to repeat the list of interesting websites from earlier this morning. So everybody stand by as we get stuck into those for the second time.
Do you want more?
If you have.
I do.
One or two we can squeeze in.
Okay.
Yeah. Go for it. But they better not be ones we've already heard.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm making sure of that. There's a website.
Yes.
Which is called themagicipod.com.
Oh.
You can mix and match songs from the 2000s to make the ultimate mashup. It's like magic.
But only from the 2000s?
Yes, it seems that way.
Okay.
Is this
like move, bitch, get out the way.
That's ludicrous.
Yes.
And you mash it up with any other
songs, you can mash them up. So you can play DJ.
All right, give me that URL again.
themagicipod.com.
TheMagicIPod.com. All right, let's have a look.
Okay.
Better Missy Elliott in there. Lose Control.
Okay. So I just choose two songs and then it smashes them together.
Yes.
So let me take 99 Problems by Jay-Z. All right. Oh, hang on. Got to first kill that. Yeah, we don't. That could be one. Ja Rule, right?
Yo. What a throw.
All right, here it is. So let's go with 99 Problems. I have to drag one of those in. Okay, where do I put it, though?
Yeah, where do you drag them to?
Oh, okay, I got you. Here we go. I'm going to go to Ocean Avenue by Yellow. No, let's go Take Me Out, Franz Ferdinand. And here it is.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cat's...
Nice.
How
all right,
cool is that?
Let's try a different one. Hang on, this is great. Okay, Kanye West, Touch the Sky.
Yeah.
With Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles. All right, let's go.
Kinda rhymes.
Let's
go. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos are hurt the rock. Before Cam got the shit.
Amazing.
Pop.
Love it.
Doors closed.
All right. I felt like. Now let's do Move, Bitch.
Yeah, this is your best website thus far for me.
Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
All right, come on.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move,
yeah,
bitch, get out the
I like
way.
This.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out.
All right, one more. Let's do Missy Elliott's Lose Control.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
With Stacey's Mom.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
This is cool.
This is serious, people.
Raw! Music makes you lose control.
Stacey's Mom has got it going on.
Music makes you lose control.
chubby waist, this thick so legs.
Oh, I like this. I'm going to be busy all day.
Oh, that's so much fun. Yes.
Gareth, can I DJ our next soft party?
Damn right. This is good.
I'll just do this the entire evening.
Can we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I love this. All right, let's go with In the Club, 50 Cent. And
Oh, my favorite.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, choose. You could choose this one. Do you want Take Me Out, Franz Ferdinand? Do you want
I actually want
All
that
Star,
one.
Smash Mouth? Do you want Complicated, Avril Lavigne?
Yes, let's do Avril Lavigne.
Or Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes?
Seven Nation Army.
You keep changing your mind.
Okay. Well, you keep making them better.
Here it is. All right. So now we're going with...
In the Club, 50 Cent.
Yeah. And...
White Stripes.
White Stripes. Let me see if this will work. No, it's not going to let me do it.
Hang on.
I can maybe take one from here. Oh, I've got to figure this thing out. Okay, I can do Evanescence or I can do Sugar, We're Going Down.
Evanescence,
Bring Me to Life. Okay, let's do this one. Here we go. Last one.
Go, shawty. It's your birthday. We going to party like it's your birthday. We going to sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the bars. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you ain't getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the bars. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you ain't getting rough.
It's nice. I like this. This is good.
That's so much fun.
All right. That's enough fun for one morning. Otherwise, you'll get spoilt. And
the
you won't
magic
be,
iPod.
You won't be in a rush to join us again tomorrow. So there's just a couple of things today to get you thinking. And now for the unnews. Are you ready? AfriForum's Ernst Roots. His contempt of court case has been dismissed. Roots tweeted a pic of the old South African flag, but Roots didn't have it all his way. As the double parked ox wagon outside the Gauteng High Court was spotted, Roots found a heavy traffic fine plastered on the head of his favourite ox, Andries Treenicht. The SPCA also clamped down on Roots because he neglected to leave sufficient water and feed for his oxen. Even after a good back rub, Andries Treenicht, the ox, was still unimpressed with Ernst Roots. Reality beauty TV producer, legend Mankele, who's made shows like Being Bonang and Living the Dream with Somizi, is about to embark on a new reality TV show starring former President Jacob Zuma and his wives. Have you heard about this? Yes. The NPA and possibly the Hawks are excited, as some of the video footage could be evidence in court one day. Yes. And finally, actress Felicity Huffman will only serve 14 days in prison for her role in a college admissions scandal. Huffman paid a $15,000 fine. Rather, in her words, she paid a fee. It was actually a bribe so that she could improve her daughter's SAT score. Huffman will only report to prison in 6 weeks' time as she needs to prepare for the role and get into character. Keep an eye. That's the unnews. That's what you need to know today. We will see you tomorrow, bright and early, at 6 a.m.
This is CliffCentral.com.